right, ladies and gentlemen, time for trivia on WCHL. And Freddie Kiker just walked in.
Yep, I did.
You know that what that means?
Walked right into the room.
Walk right in. Sit right down. Daddy, let your mind roll on. Walk right in. Sit right down. Daddy, let your mind roll on. Everybody's talking about a new way of walking. Do you want to lose your mind? Walk right in.
Boom, 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 boom.
Sit right down.
Boom, boom, boom.
Daddy, let your mind roll on.
Boom, boom. How do we remember that stuff?
I have no idea.
Okay.
It carved a little niche in my brain somewhere.
Did.
And it just took a certain
Well, I'm going to see if I can find another niche in your mind. another fold in your cerebellum.
It took a few words of you saying something and it triggered it.
Well,
I don't know how that happens.
Understand that.
Well, what kind of question you got?
Muppets.
All right.
Everybody ready?
I'm not going to say anything else because it might give away the answer.
Right. Think about Muppets.
Okay.
What is Miss Piggy's surname?
Oh, I don't know.
What is Miss Piggy's last name?
I don't know the answer to that.
Well, just think about that Jim Henson, of course, who created the Muppets.
Uh-huh.
Picked a last name that would play off Miss Piggy.
Okay.
And it makes plenty of sense when I give you the last name.
Early in the morning, you can wake up with WCHL and everything you need to know about what's happening in our local community. Hi, this is Ron Stutz. I'm your host for 3 hours a day, 6 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday on WCHL. All your local news and sports, including exclusive coverage of Carolina and the local high schools. Traffic and weather together, the inimitable Nikki Morse, Art Chansky, Wayne Pond, Freddie Kiker, D.G. Martin. And at the top and bottom of the hour, it's CBS News. Hometown heroes, commentaries, and more on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL.
Freddie, you want to know what Miss Piggy's last name is?
What's your guess?
Porker or Parker?
Piggy Parker? Peter picked a peck of pickles, whatever. No!
What?
Piggy Lee.
Oh.
As in Peggy Lee.
Is that all there is?
Part of Jim Henson's entourage of Muppets, she was introduced, Miss Piggy, in 1974.
Yeah.
And was madly in love
with Kermit.
Kermit the Frog from 1978 to 2015 when it was officially announced they were no longer an item.
Was it really?
Yeah. I looked it up. Diva status. She's fond of French phrases and karate.
So they broke it up now?
Yep, they're broken up. And in fact, in a couple of movies, supposedly they were, how was it written? Kermit the Frog unwittingly married her.
Unwittingly?
I don't know.
How do you unwittingly marry
somebody? Maybe it's like Vegas after a
while. Unless
you wake up, it's like, ooh.
It's like,
I'm going to hate myself
in the morning. Clifford Curry. What were those movies with Bradley Cooper and those guys?
Oh, the Hangover?
Yeah.
One of those
it's like
guys.
The Hangover.
Yeah.
One of those things.
Scenarios.
You get married
Maybe
to somebody.
Maybe Kermit the Frog.
Can't remember it.
Yeah,
or there's another funny movie, What Happens in Vegas.
Stays in Vegas.
It's like Ashton Kutcher and Cameron Diaz.
That's right.
They were really drunk and they won this jackpot from the slot machines.
Yes.
And but they were married. So it was really a funny premise and it was an even funnier movie. So anyway.
Well, a lot of people connected.
Exactly.
And if Kermit the Frog was watching, maybe he connected.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I'm going to take a giant leap and get out of here. See ya.
All right.